The following shiur has been presented by Rev. Aaron Kahn, Pesach in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
This shiur has been dedicated to Rafua Karova, Labina Bas Frida.
Chulin Ayin Vav. The mission Daf Ayin Vav deals with a number of treifas that involve leg injury. One of them is Tzemes Hagidim. The place can speak out that Nitl Tzemes Hagidim or Psika Tzemes Hagidim, we take the Tzemes Hagidim where it cuts or it snaps, is considered a treifas. They also bring from the Ravid that if it's a scaffold, Me'ala Etzem, let's say it peeled off the bone, would be considered a treifa if it went all the way up the leg with the length of the Tzemes Hagidim. Even though it didn't actually rip, it would still be considered a treifa. The Prima Gadim brings down a machleki. He wants to say that Choser, let's say it never had Tzemes Hagidim, so he wants to say that it's telling an old machlekes, that whenever we say Nitl is treifa, what happens if we don't have it? That according to the Rambam, it would be kosher, and according to the Rashi, it would be treif. So therefore he wants to say that is the same machlekes, and since we hold Behesem Meruba, it's kosher, it would be kosher. However, if you look in the Ramban brings down that Choser would be kosher. Not like what the Prima Gadim says, but he says flat out that a Choser is kosher. According to Rashi, the Gidim that the Gemara is referring to are on the back of the leg at the bottom end of the middle bone. In the back legs, the bottom end of the middle bone, and according to Rashi, the Machleg is in the Gemara of Agarma Labar, or Agarma Lagav, or Ile Arkum, is Machlekes where exactly the Gidim start on the back of the leg. And is Machlekes in Rashi, and the Poskim, and how to be Paskin, or be Machmir. And is the Machlekes in the Rishenim and Poskim how to Paskin, or whether we should be Machmir or not, from where it starts. The Rosh and Simon Zion says that Rashi was makabel this pshat from his Rebbeim, and this is how the Rosh understands in the Rif, and in the Rambam, Perches. The Rosh brings a Shitas HaRavid that says that the Machlekes in the Gemara of Agarma Labar, or Agarma Lagav, is a Machlekes where the Gidim are. Agarma Labar would be in the back of the leg, and Agarma Lagav would be in the front of the leg. The Ravid is brought in other Rishonim also, and Vicar, he says that after studying the Gidim, according to the description of our Gemara, it means it has to mean the front and not the back. One reason, he says, is because in the back, at the bottom of the middle bone, the Gidim are separate from each other, whereas in the front, the three Gidim are actually corded together by a piece of cartilage that goes across the Gidim, that we know as the retinaculum. Also, he says that the big gid needs to be bigger than the two small ones put together, like it is Mavur in the Gemara that calls the big one Roiv Binyan, and we only find that in the front of the leg and not in the back of the leg. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, all agree to the Ravid. The Rosh in Siman Zion is very opposed, and he has very strong terms about the Ravid, and he says, Ad sha'amer chochem gadol ha-Ravid, mitoich populoi samach ha-mar esenav, umishmosh yodav, v'cholak ha-kabalosam, v'hichshu es ha-treifis, he is machshu treifis, v'lahachav es ha-kosher, and he was machshu kosher. V'ilu, ha-yo oimer lonu, where the Ravid had told us, ha-yo mekubim ha-raboisav, kach, that's what he accepted from his Rebbeim, you know, Imrim Zubazub Kabbalah. We could say both of them came to Kabbalah. Avamisvaras Liboy Pirish, he explains this whole Gemara from his whole Svaras Liboy, and therefore he does not like this Darosh. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nunvav Siv Beis brings both Shitas. And the Ramah says to be machmer like both days, but the Svar Rishonah is like Rashi, that says on the back part of the leg and not the front part of the leg. Therefore, there are those different achrayim that learn that the back part of the leg would be vaday treif. and the front part of the leg, someone make a sex fake it to be matir, or if there's other reasons to be matir, we could be mitzarfit for a sniff. All of this is referring to, so far, to a behemoth. Kiveega and the Ber Hetev bring down a base hill that says, as a pshitus, that by oifis, everyone agrees that the gidim are on the front of the leg. The Prima Godim and the Aravram both ask on the base hill that when the Rosh says that the tzemes hagidim are chutz, he says, v'chem ba'oif. So we see that the Rosh does not agree that they are on the front. Therefore, says the Prima Godim, even by an oif, one has to be machmer on the gidim in the front and on the back, just like you'd be machmer by a behemoth. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sifir Aleph takes it a step further than Prima Godim and says that even though he sees that Gedolim have a machlokes, whether it's in the front or the back, but to him, he has this very shver to say that it's a machlokes, the front and the back, because we see by an oif that the gidim are running up and down the leg, all the way around the leg. It's in the front of the leg, it's in the back of the leg, and it's on the both sides of the leg, the left and the right. And therefore he thinks that there is no machlokes, and front and back are both treif equally. They're both vade treif according to everyone, and therefore you wouldn't be able to shell to any other type of hetet to be matar if it's on a front git. As an aside, the Gedolei Achronim that learn in Rashi, there are Gedolei Achronim that learn in Rashi in order to answer the Ravid, that the Ravid, one of the Ravid's kasha on Rashi was that in the back of the leg, the three gidim do not come together. There's one big gid and two attached to the bone. There are Gedolei Achronim like the Yad Yehud and others that want to learn that the big gid itself, the one that the butcher hangs the animal on, in and itself can be separated into three separate gidim. One big one and two small ones, as opposed to the one big, that one big hanging one that they hang it from as being just the big one and having two small ones attached to the bone. But you take the one big gid, you could separate into three. Not you cut it, but if you move it around, you will see that it comes apart. If you learn like these achronim, then the gidim are tzemes because they are actually attached to each other and you don't have the ravitz kasha. Also, if you do learn like these achronim, that the tzemes hagidim that we're talking about are not attached to the bone going up the leg, it's only attached right on the top of the arkum, or on top of that little bone, then, according to Rashi, you don't have a psul of gidim of peeling off, because it's never attached to the bone that it's possible to peel it off the bone or to go further up on the leg and peel it off all the way up the leg. And therefore, Rashi would not be able to learn like the Ravid, that you have a psul of niskafel, and that could be l'shitasei, because there is no gidim that are attached to the leg. Whereas according to the Ravid that learns that it's in the front of the leg, it is attached to the leg, and it could be niskafel. We have a Gemara that says later on that the shear of tzemes hagidim, how high up on the leg, is dalet batadi. There's a machlokes rishonim exactly how to learn this. Does this mean that it's four fingers? Or does it mean that it's 16 fingers worth? This machlokes rishonim is brought down in the Mechaber in Siv Ches. And he says by a big behemoth, we have a machlokes whether it's 16 fingers or four fingers. He says by a behemoth daka, the Chacham did not give us a shear. So rather, a person should look and figure it out according to all the simanim that the Gemara gave us, whether it be white, whether it be hard, whether it be thick, then we'll have a din of same as a gidim. But when we see that it begins to soften, or they get softer, or thinner, and they get smaller and thinner, and they get clearer, then it does not have a din of same as a gidim anymore. In Siftes, we have a mechaber that says that it's by an oif, which also the Gemara does not give us a share. Same as a gidim, either we use a simonim that we use by a behemoth daka, or the Ramah says umishabaki l'shar. Somebody could evaluate yuchal l'shar, could estimate b'chol oif l'fi godloi l'fi katnoi, how big the oif is, how small it is. Kolz man shehim koshim have same as a gidim. U'bemalkam shem esrachim, when it softens up, lo have it same as a gidim. Whoever is not a bucky to figure it out, Yishar kireichav etzba. So the first thing the Rama says to use a half a width of a finger. Ba'oif mimalkum shemaschilim, from where it starts. When the Olam says Rama, ein tzem zaginim lamaylam echatzi etzim. I'm sorry that it doesn't extend past more than half the bone. Now in the Noisa Kalim they do have a machloikis exactly how to touch up this Rama and what it means. It could mean a finger. It could mean a thumb. Some will say up to two fingers. And some will say a half a bone. Could it be even a big bird? Or a half a bone means in a small bird, which is really the small bird's leg. It could even be less than a finger. So we know that the tzemes hagidim don't go higher than a half a bone. By a turkey, we see that the poskim have very mechudosh good things to say about a turkey. By a turkey, we have an Orach HaShulchan that says that the simonim of tzemes hagidim go all the way up the whole middle bone, and therefore we should be machmer on the whole bone. And anywhere where you have it cut, it'll be considered a problem of a trefus of tzemes hagidim. That is one sheet that is mechudosh by a turkey. There is a mechudosh dik yad Yehuda that says that gidim by a turkey are so hard that they are like bone. And therefore he wants to say that maybe there is no tzemes hagidim by turkeys at all. He wants to bring a smach from this that we find in a Knesset Hagdol that says by some type of bird, a karpatheva, says that there are no tzemes hagidim over there. There are achronim that argue on this. But either way, the Yad Yehuda would like to theorize that we could say that a turkey does not have a trefus of tzemes hagidim because it doesn't have a simon of tzemes hagidim all the way up because it's so hard. The mice is the place can mostly do say, or they go in the shlachtezer, that they do to go, that they don't go more than half the bone up on a turkey. They don't go more than half of the bone to make it treif. Now, until recent years, we haven't had a big problem with tzemes hagidim. In recent years, this has arisen the issue of tzemes hagidim in Oifis, in Eretz Yisrael, in Europe, and even more recently in the United States. And that is that a lot of the flocks are coming into the Schlachtheiser with tzemes hagidim problems. You cut them open and you see that there's a lot of snapped tzemes hagidim. Now, it could be that there are chicken coops that come in that you could have thousands and thousands of chickens and there are no problems. You could have coops that could have 1% the problem, some that have 10%, or even up to 90% that could have problems with trefus of tzemes hagidim. The numbers can get better or worse over different periods of time. It can increase and decrease over different seasons. There are different reasons that they give for this increase of tzemes hagidim problems by Oifis. One is that there's a virus called reovirus. This virus they could pick up in the chicken coop that could either be passed on to them from the next chicken. They could pick it up from the floor of the chicken coop, or it could be passed on to them from the mother. Or there is a machla called synovitis that also creates or causes one of the tendons, one of two tear in the animal, in the chicken. Another problem that one has, why they have an increase of tzemes hagidim problem, is today that they're trying to supergrow the chickens or the turkeys that have a big problem as well. They're trying to grow them very fast and they're trying to grow them as big as possible. So the growers are really only trying to grow the meat part of the chicken, which would be the white meat or the breast part of the chicken. They really try to grow that part very big, whereas the legs cannot keep up with the chicken. And therefore the chicken is way too big to support itself, and the weight and the pressure is causing these chickens to have tendon problems, to have tzemes hagidim problems, that they snap or they rip. Now, it is possible that they come to the Schlachtheis and they check for them in the Schlachtheis and they find it. Or, what some Schlachtheis are trying to do, is send somebody down to the farms, to the chicken coops, and have them check out before they come in, while they're still alive, to look for certain simonim to see if it is indicative that there could be a tendon problem.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.